Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got for you a classic subreddit, one that I haven't looked at for a number of months now, but it's back and it's better than ever. It is of course the legendary r/I don't work here lady, and in today's first story, as you can tell by the thumbnail and the title, someone gets fired from the same job twice despite leaving it over 7 years ago. Oh, and also, before we get into that, the second story in today's episode is honestly probably the most wholesome story that I've ever read in the history of my channel. You do not want to miss it. Here we go. I was just fired for the second time after quitting years ago. Long story short, in 2014, I was working at a pizza chain in a rural Utah farming town. I won't say which one, but they're a national chain known for being greasy. At the beginning of July, I gave a 2-week notice to my manager that I'd be leaving to move out of state to be closer to family and a better job market. I finished out my time as promised, moved, found a new, better gig, and that was that. But of course, you heard the title, so you know that wasn't really all. In summer of 2015, I received a call from a new store manager. He informed me that he's been putting me on schedule, and it was unacceptable that I wasn't even coming in to look. If I didn't show up today, he'd have no choice but to fire me. I asked him, did the old manager not take me out of the system after I quit last year? He grumbled and made some snarky complaint that if I had quit a year ago, I wouldn't be in his scheduling program. I let him know that I now live in a completely different state, I'm working a completely different job, and I wouldn't be showing up for any shifts he scheduled me for. He threatened to fire me again, and I reiterated, hey, I don't actually work for you, so do what you gotta do. He hung up, and that was the last I heard of it. Until we fast forward to yesterday. I received a letter from the corporate office informing me that, per their records, I haven't shown up to work since July 2014, and unfortunately, they were going to have to terminate me. I still almost can't stop laughing, especially since, you know, they sent the letter to the address I gave them when I quit. At this point, OP, honestly, why not just try and get fired from the same job as many times as you possibly can? You're on 2 right now. I reckon you can get to, you know, 3, 4, 5 over the next 5 years. Just go for it. Maybe you'll get the world record and you'll go into the Guinness World Book of Records or whatever it's called. And it'll be funny because, you know, 2, getting fired from the same job twice is pretty impressive. But how about 5? How about 10? Because this company seems completely inept. The same person is telling you that you're fired even though you left, what, 7 years ago? How stupid is this company? Keep going, get the record, and if you get over 3, let me know. If you get to 5, I will run naked through the streets of London. There you go, yes, do it. And I'm not really sure that's entirely legal, but I'll give it a go, guys. Now moving on to our second post, and honestly, guys, listen to this title. Went to senior center to deliver pizza, left with a new mum. I mean, before even getting into this stuff, like, what sort of title is that? Here we go. I'm a pizza delivery guy, and I was winding down for a much-needed early close on Mother's Day Sunday. I'm one of the only people on staff who didn't have family plans that day. My family situation is what you might call complicated, so I worked all morning while short-staffed, and I was pretty beat. It was especially emotionally hammering to deliver so many pizzas to happy families visiting or hosting their mums. I was ready to go home, get drunk, and forget about the whole stupid holiday. So, I get a late call, just a few minutes before we closed, and decided to take it, because money is money, and it was a pretty big order. 6 pies. I loaded up and realized about 3/4 of the way to the destination that the address was for the local senior center. They used to order all the time, tip really well, and make really sweet conversation before the pandemic. So I was psyched to see they were safe and steady enough to order pizzas again. I snuck them a side of breadsticks from a douchebag who never tips and always harasses our female drivers that I was dropping off along the way. By the time he'd called to complain, we'd be closed. suck on that, but not on your breadsticks. Anyways, I digress. I got there and was glad to finish off what had been an overall really trashy day with a pleasant trip to the senior center and carried the food to the front desk. The receptionist offered to carry the pieces back, but she herself looked frail enough to be a senior center resident, so I said I was happy to get them where they were going. She COVID checked me and gave me a new mask. I'm not sure what was wrong with mine, but whatever, and I found my way to some event room where they'd ordered the pizzas. And it was a total gut punch. Literally, just a room full of sons and daughters visiting their mothers and having some kind of festive party. My good mood went away really quickly, and I dropped the pizzas on the table and shuffled out. But I realized that while they'd prepaid for the pizzas over the phone with the credit card, they hadn't tipped. So no matter how bitter I was, I had to make in-person contact with whoever had ordered the pizzas, or I basically just wasted half an hour. I went around the room asking for Margaret, the name on the order, and eventually someone put me in front of her. Our shop doesn't have a uniform or anything, so I started to explain. "Hi, Margaret, right? You ordered these pizzas?" And she became really frazzled. I guess she was running the event, so she cut me off and was like, "Oh, good, you're here. We were starting to wonder. I don't think Bonnie has been matched with anyone yet. Wait right here." I tried to cut in and explain that I'd just delivered the pizzas and she must have mistaken me for someone else, but it went right over her head. She pushed an old woman over in a wheelchair and said, practically shouting, "Bonnie, this young man is here just for you." Before I could try and explain my situation again, Bonnie replied, "He is he? Well, full disclosure, son, don't get too attached, because Jesus has my heart." Margaret, the one who'd ordered the pizza, or at least the name we had on it, whispered to me, "She's a real live wire. Have fun." And then Margaret and my tip were in the wind. Bonnie looked up at me and goes, "You like bridge? I hope you brought your checkbook." And started wheeling away to a table. I followed her, thinking I'd better not lose track of her until I could return her to Margaret. I spotted a woman with an ID badge who looked like she knew what she was doing, and explained that I was the pizza delivery guy, but someone had left me with this old woman in my charge. I guess my explanation, though, wasn't clear enough, because I says something like, "Hey, I was actually delivering some pizzas up here." And then the girl says, "You brought pizza? Oh, that's so nice. I'll make sure you're compensated." So at first, I thought, great, all resolved now. But no, she gave me a wad of cash and the organizer just disappeared, leaving me with Bonnie and her deck of cards. I kept looking for Margaret to return this lady to, but I also did kind of enjoy making conversation with her, and I knew that no other deliveries would be coming in since we closed on my drive over. I actually did like listening to Bonnie talk about the YouTube conspiracies she wholeheartedly believed and the spat she was having with the arts and crafts chaperone and so on. She even gave me a recipe. But I was worried that she had dementia and thought I was actually a family member, or that she was expecting a particular visitor, and at any moment a guy would storm in and say, "What are you doing with my aunt?" or something like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, finally, I saw the second organizer again, the one who'd given me the cash. I figured Margaret may never return, so I shouldn't wait for her, and I pulled the organizer aside and said, "Look, there's been a mix-up. I don't really know this woman." The organizer seemed distracted. She was doing several things at once, and she very casually said, "Oh, there's no mix-up. The pairings were totally random. You weren't expected to have much in common. You'll get to know her. Don't overthink it." And receded back into the crowd while I was still saying, "No, I'm just delivering pizza." At that point, I seriously considered leaving, because it wasn't my fault that these people were unorganized, but Bonnie was waiting for me, with this huge grin on her face, to play more cards, and it didn't look like there were any real relatives coming for her. so I figured I'd stick it out for a few more games. I was eventually able to pick up in context from eavesdropping on other pairs that this was not a mother-child extravaganza. It was a volunteer event for women living at the senior home without kids or whose kids couldn't visit them. That was a huge relief, because I would have felt really terrible if she was a dementia patient who thought her son had come. Especially because I was actually kind of enjoying being mothered by her, for lack of a better term. It felt really good to have someone asking what I was doing at work and saying they were proud of me for things that weren't actually a big deal. She proudly bragged to everyone we passed on our courtyard walk about the Silly Little Employee of the Week award I just won. Basically, title only, you get your photo on the wall, but everyone gets it at some point, and usually more than once. But she made it feel really important. And I really secretly loved how she got outraged over minor transgressions on my behalf. Like, I told her how my landlord is sticking it to me on repairs, and she was like, "He's quite the ripe hare in the tuner," with such sincere gusto. She said she knew a guy who could tune him up for me, and I don't think she was talking about repairs, but I didn't follow up. Every time I tried to extricate myself, she'd have another activity she'd want to do. Once we finished cards, she wanted to do arts and crafts. Once we did that, she wanted me to push her around the courtyard. Once we did that, she was famished from the walk, even though all she did was sit in her wheelchair, and then wanted pizza. I then fed her two slices before an orderly appeared and angrily informed me she was not supposed to eat pizza. I don't know how she then ended up with a third slice, but I seriously didn't give it to her. Finally, the party was winding down, and she wanted me to hang out and watch a game show with her. About 30 seconds into the show, she fell asleep. I left her a coupon, even though I guess she isn't supposed to eat pizza, and headed home. It was kind of nice to spend Mother's Day doing Mother's Day type stuff. Really nice, actually. At this point in my life and career, if you want to call it that, I can have no wholly good memories that involve pizza. But this was pretty close. So happy Mother's Day to those who celebrated, and happy Russian Victory Day to those who didn't. And there we go. What a wonderful story, guys. I mean, that's got to be up there, hasn't it? Like, how wholesome. What a lovely story. Honestly, it is true that the majority of my stories are normally about, you know, pretty disgusting or horrible people that we kind of like laugh at or just accept as just horrible. But to have stories like this once in a while is a really nice positive change. It just makes you smile, doesn't it? Because there are a lot of highs and lows in this story. From OP's perspective, the lows of having to deal with all these horrible Mother's Day celebrations that must just hit so hard. Then the highs of saying, oh, I'm going to end the day at the senior center where surely it's not going to be all Mother's Day celebration. The low of seeing, oh no, it is actually a Mother's Day celebration. To the high of meeting Bonnie and then understanding that no, this is just volunteers. It isn't actually mothers and their children. It's just a nice event celebrating life, I guess. And yeah, shout out to Bonnie, shout out to Margaret for, you know, including OP in this and kind of, you know, getting their identity wrong, I guess. And ultimately, shout out OP for doing, you know, going beyond the duty of what they needed to do in terms of his job. Could have just gone in there and left and sacked it off and said, oh, I hate Mother's Day. But to stick around for all that time with Bonnie and make her day really special is yeah, incredible thing to do. So OP, you sound like a good man. Well done to you. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/I Don't Work Here Lady. Maybe OP actually should work at the senior center full time. It felt like they got on very, very well. And he's probably, you know, just a lovely person. If you do want more from this subreddit, obviously it's been a while since I've made a video on r/I Don't Work Here Lady. Check out a couple on screen. If you are new to the channel, remember to follow, subscribe, do all those things. And I will see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new episode. Same time, same place.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.